Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from good business etiquette, handling pet peeves, common practical sense, because etiquette encompasses every interaction. If you are listening live, call 646-787-8021. Here is public speaking coach, trainer, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, and today is Sunday, April 14, 2019, and we are broadcasting live from the wonderful, beautiful city of Atlanta, Georgia. This evening, we are going to discuss relationships, and we're going to piggyback, hopefully, on the show that we had on last Sunday. And I'll tell you a little bit about that show in just a moment, just in case some of you listening did not have an opportunity to hear the show on last week. But first of all, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, proper etiquette would dictate that we would answer that question. So, etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And since we have to live with each other, I would think that we would want to do it in somewhat of a pleasant style. What do you think? Well, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially a court behavior. And Charles I and II from England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And listen, I so thank Charles I and II for what they did with us. Oh, I just really, really do. And I always say, just in case you do not recall the backstory, then simply just remember that etiquette is just a fancy, formal type word for manners. And sometimes I believe that we just need to get back to using old-fashioned manners. What do you think? I know I talk to a lot of people, and they usually respond and say, you know, I'm glad to see someone is still teaching about manners because it's just gone by the wayside. And my response is usually, well, if you think it's gone by the wayside, can you help us in bringing it back? Okay, so that is certainly what I would like to do. So just be, you know, make everyone conscious and just being respectful. Okay, so anyway, last week we had a follow-up show to a play, and we were talking about, had Pastor Keem on as well as Dr. Bobo, and they were just wonderful in discussing emotions, and we talked about, well, actually the spiritual as well as the emotional or the behavioral side. And they had so much information that I certainly wanted to extend the invitation for them to come back on the show and really to come separately. And I wanted them to come separately because they're both just so powerful and they had so much information. So we did have Dr. Bobo on this past Friday evening. And you'll have an opportunity, if you didn't have an opportunity to hear that show, you can go back, as all of our shows are archived, and you can take a listen to that. And then, of course, wanted to bring Pastor Akeem back on this evening so he can continue to share. We did continue to receive emails and phone calls, but And by the way, if you would like to call and join the show live, you can feel free to do that at 646-787-8021. Again, that is 646-787-8021. Or feel free to shoot us an email at MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to see if we have Pastor with us, if he has had an opportunity. In fact, I spoke with his wife earlier today, Pastor Pam, and they're expecting their second son. In fact, the due date is tomorrow, but of course we know that the babies actually come when they get ready. You know, the doctors will give them a due date, but they will come when they are ready to just come out and meet the parents and the rest of the world. So so that's exciting that they're getting ready to have a second son. So congratulations to them. I'm going to see if we have him on the line. Actually, our food board is pretty full right now. And let me just kind of go and start picking up some calls. I'm going to see if he's on. I do believe that he is with us now, because you know when you have due dates, you never know. They're just target due dates. But anyway, I want to introduce him. I do see him on with us. And by the way, Pastor Akeem Woodard is a pastor of Tabernacle Campus Church, which is currently called TAP2. He's a speaker, coach, trainer for the John Maxwell team. He is also a behavioral consultant, gaining his certification through Personality Insight. And he is also a published author of his first book, and we're going to discuss that this evening. It's called Trapped Within Myself, which is due to release this month. I'm sure he's going to be able to tell us all about that. And Pastor Akeem, happy Sunday to you.
Yeah, Sunday to you too. Happy Sunday to you too. It's great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. It's kind of like I got trapped in this room. Trying to find a good spot to get connected through the phone, but it's okay.
Oh, sure. Well, you're here now, and didn't know. Usually when we have, you know, when the doctors give us due dates, you know, they're kind of guesstimating, if you will. So that due date could very well happen before what they say or at any time. But, of course, and congratulations again on your second son that's on the way.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. And I saw Pastor Pam had a chance to talk to her, and she just looked so radiant and beautiful today. I said, wow, Pastor Pam, oh, my goodness. So, yeah, she is really radiating and a beautiful mom. So congratulations. You are so welcome. Well, listen, welcome back. I was just kind of mentioning when you were here last week, and it was just wonderful with yourself and Pastor. Or I'm going to make him a pastor. Yeah, huh? Pastor Bobo. Dr. Bobo. And so it was just wonderful. And then just kind of wanted you guys to come back independently because you both had such a wealth of information. And so what I wanted to do, Pastor Akeem, is just to start. I know we had a couple of emails that we did not have an opportunity to address on last week. So wanted to start with those, if that's okay, unless you wanted to kind of start in a different area. Would that be good with you?
Let's address the question. Let's spark questions.
Okay. Yeah. So the first one, it says, hello, Etiquette Lady. Pastor Woodard mentioned on the last show that parents should be transparent. Do you think parents can be transparent? Do parents really want to share everything with their kids? Please explain. And this comes from Maria Kay, and she's in Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you, Maria, for that.
Yes, thank you for the question. Let's listen to people who are listening. Mm-hmm. And there's some things when parents will, when they do it, some things you know you don't want to take them through. When I say transparent, sometimes when you express our things to go through, let me give you a perfect example. Our children today, we work our back, we do all we can do to put food on the table, to put these nice shoes and clothes on. We do everything we can. And then when they end the house around and disrespect us, we get I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do for you.
Pastor, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah, it's kind of breaking up a little bit, and I want to make sure that everybody is able to hear you clearly. So, yeah, it's kind of breaking up a little bit. It's kind of, I guess, reverberating, if you will.
Okay, let me see. Trying to change. You got to mess. It's still storming out here. Can you hear me now?
Okay, I think it's a little better now. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to start over. You know, we do a lot for our youth, for our kids. We buy them nice clothes. We buy them nice things. And we do all that we can for them. And when they turn around and be disrespectful, we get upset because the notion in our minds that I'm doing all this for you. But all they see is the reward. It's those good things. They don't realize that, hey, I'm getting up early every morning for you. You know, it is hard out here. It is, you know, sometimes I come home tired, but I still cook because I love you. Sometimes work is stressful, but I come home and do what I need to do because I love you, and I want you to see you be successful in life. They need to see the fact that there is a fight you're putting up on their behalf, because they don't see the fight. They fall in love with the rewards. People fall in love with your yes, but can't respect your no. And being transparent to a sense to say, you let them know that it's not just peaches and cream, but all this stuff is coming about in your life that's moving forward for you, what you're wearing, for your life, the roof over your head. And so when I say be transparent is don't paint a picture that's not real. Don't act like you're not hurting or going through anything. Don't paint that picture, because you're being fake with them, and we know now that I can smell fake a mile away.
That's,
you know, one thing we tell our children, you know, I've been before, I've been through what you're going through. But honestly, truthfully, if we look at the generation from generation to generation, no generation has gone through what the generation before that has gone through. You know, our children right now can be bullied from someone in China, someone they don't even know. They could be suggested to commit suicide just to watching the TV. We didn't experience that. We didn't go experience all of that. Children being bullied, and so much so in the age of pre-K. We didn't experience that before. So when we say, I've been through that before, no, we haven't. And sometimes we have to say that. You know, I haven't been through what you're going through in school. So I need you to tell me.
Help
you. That means we have to sometimes come down to level. If we want them to be transparent with us, then we have to return the favor.
That's really good. In fact, we have to, you know, we have to model what we want our children to do, because, you know, oftentimes, you know, you hear some parents say, well, do what I say, not what I do. Well, when in reality, they're going to do what you do more so than do what you say. Because when you have to model that particular behavior, you know, it's just like if you don't want your children, you tell your children, don't smoke, it's not good for you. But if you're puffing on back, you know, then they're like, okay, well, it's not good, but is it good for you? You said it wouldn't be good for me if I do it. You know, so yeah, we have to model that behavior and definitely be transparent. I remember my mom used to say, no one will go through this world on flower beds of ease. And when I used to hear her say that, I was so little at first, and I'm thinking, flower beds of ease. I'm thinking somebody is riding down the street on flower beds, and it's ease on it or something. So as I began to mature, I began to understand, in other words, what she meant were, you're going to go through things. You know, you're going to have trials, and then you're going to have challenges. And so, you know, you have to be prepared for that. So don't be caught off guard when it happens. So that's really good. And Maria, thank you for sending that. And I certainly hope that helps. Yeah. I'm going to go to the phone. I've had a couple callers that have been on hold for a little while. I'm going to go to the phone and we'll resume back with the with the emails, okay? So extension 7861, thanks for calling Winners Etiquette anyway. 7861, hello? Hello? Okay, they may be just holding or they may be just listening, which is perfectly fine. Let me try to pick up another call. Extension 8395, hello, 8395. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello?
I'm just listening. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for listening. Okay.
A faithful listener.
Okay. All right. So, and you all, that's fine. You can call in and listen to, but I want to make sure that we address any questions that might come in. So, Pastor King, Etiquette Lady, please ask Pastor what he means by people die in your past and cannot live in your future. So they're remembering your quotes, aren't they?
For instance, let me use a biblical story that really relates to that, and it was everybody, you know, that knows the spirit of the story of Joseph. And as we know, Joseph's brothers didn't like him; they envied him, and because they didn't like him at that time, so in the process they put him in a ditch, and then they wanted to kill him, but then they put him in a ditch, and then they sold him. Now years pass by, and they end up seeing him again. Now, they don't recognize him, but he recognized them. And that's why they don't recognize him, because all they know of Joseph is where they left him at. They left him in a pit. They left him sold on the side of the road, which means if they had saw a man, if they had saw Joseph begging and on the side of the road, they probably would have recognized, oh, that's Joseph. But they didn't recognize him because he was not where they left him at.
Mm-hmm.
So in life, people will, that you know right now, some people in people's lives right now on this line, they're in your life, but they can't go where you're going. You can't take everybody. I'm sorry. Everybody can't go where you're going. And then since everybody can't go where you're going, when God shifts your life and you go there where you're at, and they cannot go where you're going to your future. If you meet back up to that person again, they won't recognize you where you're at. They'll speak to you in your past. They remind you about what you once was. It'll always be about what you used to do and how did you get there. They'll always speak to you about what you used to, because that's where they're living, because that's where they're at in your life. So that when I say that people die in your past and can't live with you onto your future, because they will, all of us on the line know that. You know, someone, when we come around them, always about what we used to do or what you used to be. They'll never see you in the light that you're in right now in your life, and the way God has blessed you and the way God has moved your life. They will never see you like that. And a lot of time, we spend a lot of time trying to get that person to see us in the new light that God has put us in. We work so hard for someone to see us in that light. But the Bible says, Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Which means those people who die in your past because they don't want to see you move forward in your future, let them stay with those who died in everybody's past and break each other, because that's the life they live in. That's the life they live in. So that's what I mean when I say that. Everybody go, I'm sorry. Doesn't mean you won't make it, but everybody can't go where God is in you. But what you're doing, that's for you. Now, my life was hard. I had a hard life. But if I put my shoes, darling, you would fail. But if I tried to get your shoes, I would fail. How do I know that? Because they're your shoes. They're your shoes. So I meet people, and they tell you their story, and you feel bad. They don't want to say anything about what God took you through because it's bad in your mind as the next person. How much that person been through, so I don't say, no. Whatever that person's telling you, don't ever let nobody else struggle make you feel like your struggle was nothing.
That's really good. We have to.
I love people going. Everybody's going. You remember when Joseph, they didn't recognize us. Did he recognize them? He lived on. You live on. You recognize those people who are in your past. Why? Because they're still in your past.
Right. That's
they
good.
They talk about 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Right. Didn't you used to go over there? Mm-hmm. But I'm not doing it.
Yeah. It's always about that.
But I remember when. Okay, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I remember as well. However, you know, that's no longer the case. But I think, too, Pastor Akeem, that's why we should never really be upset or jilted by people who leave our lives, who exit, you know, that walk away because, you know, and I've just always been a firm believer that people enter your life for reasons, seasons, or a lifetime. And I'm good with any one of those areas. And when that season is up and it's time for them to move on, then they'll do so. And, you know, a lot of times they think, oh, man, we were friends for 15 years. Okay, that's wonderful. But just what you're saying now, you know, or just, you know, your explanation of what you just said, okay, well, pass, and then everybody can't walk into your future. You might want to bring them or have them come, but, you know, at the end of that period, you know, if the Lord said, okay, this season is up, then, okay, his season is up. So, you know, you can
when you shift it like that, when God shifts your life like that, he shifts you, the only people that's able to go with you are those who rejoice in you. They did, but they rejoice that you did. They're happy for you. They're encouraging you even more. Your success, about your success, is almost as if they were successful too. But when the resentment and the envy come on, those are terminologies of death. They're dying. Those are illnesses. Jealousy, resentment, frustration. Those are ailments. Those are cancers. They're dying. That friend you just think you had, she's dying. He's dying in your past. And the more you keep moving, the more it eventually goes off.
That's very good. And in case you all are just joining us, you're listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking with Pastor Kim Woodard, and he is talking about, well, he's just giving us some great information all around. He's answering some emails that we have, and we are going to talk a little more about relationships as we're doing as well. And we will be right back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars, formerly Pages Charm and Modeling Studio, has been serving and enhancing the confidence of both children and adults for over 20 years. From public speaking workshops to business over lunch sessions, we continue to assist you in meeting your personal and professional goals. Other seminar topics include Dress for Success, Girl Scout workshops, customer service, and parenting workshops, to name only a few. One of our training resources used is What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book is enjoyed by children of all ages. In addition to our workshops, our What is Etiquette Anyway? Live interactive radio talk show gives you an opportunity to ask questions and share comments. For additional information, to schedule a workshop, or to purchase our book, please go to www.paigesetiquette.com. www.pagesetiquette.com. Pages Etiquette Seminars is making the world a polite place to live. There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 646-787-8021 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back. We are talking to Pastor Kim Woodard, the TAP Campus Church at 2. And I'm going to read another email. Let's see. It says, "Miss Donna, thanks for your show. My family and I enjoy listening because the topics are always enlightening. Please keep up the good work. Sarah J. in Washington." Sarah J., thank you so much for sending that message. I certainly appreciate it. Here's one. It says, "Miss Donna, thank you for the wonderful show topics. I am interested in becoming a trainer and speaking. Please ask your guests how he began working with John Maxwell." And this comes from Jefferson in Cincinnati. Okay, Pastor, he wants to know how did you be...
Well, I had been doing public speaking just on my own, you know, going around and just speaking. I knew quite early I had a gift to be able, an oratory skill gift. And I kept seeing this John Maxwell, and a year and a half for me to eventually join the John Maxwell team. I met a friend of mine, and he was a part of the John Maxwell team. He heard me speak one day. He said, "You're good talent, just how you cannot make it in this industry, just raw talent." This is the exact words he told me. He said, "Rookies learn by trial and error, but professionals have coaches." You see, you think Michael Jordan, good as he was, he had coaches, not just a head coach. He had a best, he had a shooting coach, an offensive coach, a defensive coach. He had coaches. He said, "It's those rookies got talent. They learn by trial and error." He said, "So what you gonna be? You gonna learn by trial and error? That's long. Get a coach. Join John Maxwell team. Let them coach you. Let them coach you." And I bid you not. Joining the John Maxwell team, it costs. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, we'll invest in a car. We'll buy certain clothes. We'll buy certain toys. We'll get certain furniture. But if you don't invest in yourself, don't expect anybody else to do it. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, you cannot expect anybody else to invest in you. So I sat down with my wife and I said, "Listen, I'm going to invest this year. I'm going to invest at least $45,000, $8,000 really, into myself." It doesn't cost that much for John Maxwell. It costs roughly like $3,000 to get involved in it. But I'm going to tell you something. I guarantee you this. I made that back the first year of John Maxwell. I made that back in speaking engagement because it taught me how to be marketable. It taught me to understand the value of myself. And that was one of my problems. You know, I didn't understand my true value. And if you don't understand your value, don't expect anybody else to put value on you. They will always undercut you. You just leave them. They're going to give you a million. They're going to give you less than that. If you don't know value, to learn the language, what it means to go in negotiation, what does it mean to give contracts, and what does it mean to say no. Because I was always saying yes. You want to come speak? Yes. Speak? Yeah, we don't have anything. You can come speak for it's pro bono. I said, "Okay, I'll come do it. Okay, I'm do it." But then when I started saying, "What is the budget?" Because I was saying these same organizations, let me speak, and turn around, the guy that's speaking behind me is getting paid, but he's sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But then my coach from John Maxwell said, no, he ain't sorry. He's smarter than you because he asked and you didn't. He asked and you didn't. So when I joined the John Maxwell team, hands down, the help, the coaching network, to sit at the tables with people that was making $80,000 to $90,000 a year, and they're saying, I left that job alone because I wasn't fulfilled, and I joined the John Maxwell team, now I'm more fulfilled. I'm looking at these people, they left a $80,000 to $90,000 job. And then I realized, passionate about? When you're doing what you're passionate about, you're full. There's no price you can put on it because don't chase money. Do not chase money. Chase being valuable because if you're valuable, people will chase you. Become valuable.
That's really good. And, guys, I can't say that Pastor Akeem is just a phenomenal teacher. In fact, I've taken a couple of his classes and just, I mean, phenomenal teacher. So what you hear now is just probably the little icing on you know, what he does as far as his speaking and training. And something that you said about value and placing value, I've always remembered that if people undervalue what you do, then in reality they undervalue who you are. Say, oh, because I remember, you know, I went through that as well. Well, can you just come just to talk to us? But here's what gets me, Pastor Akeem, what I have faced in the past. I'll give someone a rate for, if I come in and do a two-hour workshop or an hour workshop. I've actually had someone say to me, well, wow, can you come in and just do 15 minutes? No. What am I going to do in 15 minutes when, you know, you're looking at a two-hour session? But, you know, what does that say to you? You know,
they really don't. 15 minutes.
Right, they don't want to pay for it, is what it is. You know, they don't want to pay, but here what you're just saying is the value, you know, it's placing that value. But, yeah, I had somebody that said something, you know, said that to me. I'm like, really? Wow, I understand.
You know,
we're getting another. Don't we have another
John
story going on here?
And John Maxwell is a lot into it. That's why when it comes to training, then people can say, okay, King, which I had two clients now and just left off with three more other clients. I'm coaching. I'm the personal coach. We see what we got, and I coach them through the different. They feed me the data, and then I don't feed them the answers. And that's the difference between coaching and mentoring. That's different. It's not the same. Mentoring that you're using your life and your life examples. Coaching is, everybody, never forget this, because if you got a coach in your life and he's telling everything to do, that's not a coach, okay? That's not a coach. A coach is one that asks the right questions so that you can come to the right answers. Everyone's situation right now in their life is inside of you. I just need them to ask the right questions so you can come to the conclusion yourself. Because there's a lot of things right now.
Please repeat that. Please repeat that, because, you know, sometimes people want you to give them the answers. So please repeat what you just said. That was really, really good. Repeat that, please.
There's a difference. There's a difference between mentoring and coaching. Mentoring is that I'm using my life examples to help you get to your struggles. Coaching is that I'm not telling you what to do. That's not coaching. Is anyone you got in your life that's telling you everything, giving you all the answers? That's not coaching. That's pulling. That's leading. Coaching is that I ask the right questions so that you can come to the right answers. Because every answer to everybody's problem that's going on in their life is inside of you. It's not out there in space. I'm not floating around. Nobody's going to bring you the answer. The answer is in you.
That's really
the answer
good.
It's right there in you. And that's what a real coach is all about. That's what a real coach does for you. A coach does less talking and more listening. And you'll realize you've been answering your own question before just talking it through. And you say, I know I need to do that. Yeah, you're right. I know I need. All of us on the line, including me, we know something right now we know we need to be doing, but we're not doing it. That will make our life be better and move forward than what God is pulling us to and we're on. We all of us know something right now we could do to change. And why won't we change? Yeah. We just need someone else to ask. God asks questions in the Bible, even though he knew the answers. Coach.
Yeah.
Adam, where are you? Adam, where are you? He knew where Adam was, but he needed Adam to find out. He needed Adam to see in himself what he was.
Wow. Well, listen, guys. In case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking with Pastor Akeem Woodard, and he's just giving us some great information. In case you're just joining us, well, you've missed most of the show. However, the good part is you can go back and listen to the show in its entirety. And I apologize, callers. Let me go to the phone before we run out of time. I apologize. Extension 7861. Hello. Extension 7861. Hello? Okay, they may be just listening. Extension 4823. 4823. Thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello? Okay, they may be just listening. We're having a storm, so I don't know if that may be having an impact. And, guys, if you want to call in, because people keep calling my phone, I'm sorry I can't answer right now. I'm on the air. But the number you want to call is actually 646-787-8021, 646-787-8021. Pastor, before we run out of time, I want you to go ahead and just talk a little bit about your book.
It's a story about my life. Growing up in gangs and making the wrong decision at the age of 15 and ended up going into prison without serving a life sentence in prison, and how my life and how I didn't realize I was a leader, that could be a leader, my life was even valued, that the real me that my mother when I was little, that real me, the real person trapped inside of this facade person. And how that facade of a person just held the real me, the one that would cry at a movie, the one that loved, that heart person was on the out exterior of me, held me. That was my prison. And I speak about how my life changed to study Islam, to move into God, into Christianity, to becoming a pastor, and to where I'm at now, to being held by the state, to now having the most unique contract with Department of Juvenile Justice in United States of America, where I did all of the ones in the state of Georgia, young men who are tried as adults in the state of Georgia, every last one of them. When they're tried as adults, they run through my program to prepare them to grow up in an environment that's not conducive to growing up. And so they can come out their minds and attack the spirit, attack the ready and be successful and have the mindset of success mindset and realize success is about, I say success, that's in everything. It's in your spiritual life, in your physical life, in your natural life. It's in your thinking. You got to have successful thinking. Some people got negative thinking. That's not success. That's broke thinking. You got to have success in your thinking. So how do we get the whole man evolve, the whole woman evolve? And so I wrote the book Trapped Inside Myself, which it really feels a gamut of some things going on. People that's some feet right now that trapped inside them, even though they come home from work, they have to be something more than what they really are to please a man that wants this type of woman, but that's not who she is. So the woman that's presented is the prison to the woman that she is. And that's a hard life.
Wow.
That's a very hard life.
Before we run out of time, which we have about 5 minutes, please go ahead and give everyone your contact information. So if you want him to coach or come and speak to your group, you'll know how to contact him.
Yeah, because I'm right now I'm coaching. We're doing some just evaluation, just to come in, just talk. I'm doing some discounts. I'm doing some stuff for free. Cause on the, if you call and say you're on the Donna Show, I heard you're on the Donna Show, I'm about coaching, I'm going to say, what's your budget, and we're going to work it out. We're going to work that out. Because she was on the Donna Show. We're not going to turn down anything, and we're going to work it out. We're going to work it out. Fit you. Work it out. So my number is 404-852-3944. Or you can email me at Pastor Akeem. That is A-A-K-E-E-M, as in Mary, Outlook.com. That is A Pastor Akeem. My name is spelled two A's. A-A-K-E-E-M, Outlook.com. And my number again is 404-852-3944. You can send me a text and say, I heard you on the Donna Show. Can we talk? And let's get started from there. And like I said, if you heard me on the Donna, this Donna Show, then we're going to work out for you. You want to get some coaching, just come down and speak into your youth or to couples. Let's get it started. We'll work that out because you heard it on the Donna Show. That's my gift to the listeners of your show.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to try to see if I can pick up one more caller. Extension 5274, 5274, hello. 5274. Okay, all right. I'm actually thinking it might be something going on with our switchboard. I know we've had a horrible, I heard the hail and everything falling. So I'm sorry, callers, that I was unable to pick you guys up if you were wanting to comment. I know some of you called on the line just to listen. So I apologize if that were the case. But once again, we have had a wonderful discussion. In case you all joined the show late, feel free to go back and to listen to the show in its entirety, as all of our shows do. They archive, so you'll be able to listen to the entire show. I'm going to take one more quick break, and we're going to come back and close out the show for the evening. So we will be right back.
Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. This commercial was produced by MsDonnaSpeaks.com, MsDonnaSpeaks.com.
Well, thank you again for joining us on the show this evening. We so appreciate you spending time with us. I want to thank those who may be listening for the first time. Thank you for joining the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And by the way, please follow me on the show. Just go to the show and click follow for our social media. I'm supposed to get a little bit better at inviting people to do that. Okay, so please follow the show. We have interesting topics. You'll always know what we're getting ready to do. But thank you also for the loyal listeners that listen to our show each time we're on. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have a topic that you would like to hear, please let us know. We'll see what we can do to make that happen. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. We know. We can only do that one person at a time and with your help as well. Remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated, and remember, no matter what, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly, write them deep within your heart. And that's one of my favorite Proverbs, Proverbs 3:3. And be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Again, thank you all for joining us. Pastor Akeem, thank you so much for taking time out to join us as well. And once again,
thank you.
Good night. Take care and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.